101, oh yeah. Recovery 101 is a sober show, the only place to go. Bruce and Shelley and Mark, let them light the spark to stay on the right track. Or just listen for fun to the 101, to the 101. Recovery 101. Recovery 101.
Thank you to Brandon for our marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. Recovery 101 does not speak for AANEOACAGAPASLASLAACRRR. M-A... haven't done that in a
none
while.
Of them there, guys.
H-A-P-A...
P-A especially.
And those other guys. Who are the... Oh, yeah, N-A. Let's not forget N-A.
Sure, okay.
And then the KFC, the CSA, the CFL. Oh, and we won't forget N-A. We don't want to forget N-A.
Nah.
Nah. Nah, 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 nah,
oh!
Shelly
just threw it upside down.
Pieces on the ground.
3-second rule, you're fine. Just blow it off.
I'd have it. She hands it to me. We have a little bit of, well, wait a minute. Apparently we have more chocolate and stuff left over from Halloween than I thought. She's got an entire bag of candy there. Last night, or the other night when it was Halloween, we were almost running out of candy. I didn't realize we had another bag full of candy in there. By the way, welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce B. As always with...
Shelly.
And Mark.
There's a gigantic bag of candy here. Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I bought these for the chillins. There's York peppermint patties in here, like an entire bag full of them.
Yes, I pulled all the Yorks out of that giant bag of candy. Do you not understand the concept of poison candy?
I do.
When I was a kid, we went trick-or-treating. We'd come home, my parents would go through all my candy, and we'd take out everything that they said was poison candy, which led me to believe that half my neighbors were trying to kill me. That didn't matter because my parents kept me safe, and they took all the poison candy. When I was 12 years old, I got up on a chair to get something off the top of the fridge, and I found a bowl full of the poison candy, which apparently my parents had been eating for the last 2 months. That was when I discovered that what adults are supposed to do is take the candy and pull out all the stuff they like. And that's the poison candy. Yes. And the kids get everything else.
Right.
Did that to my kids.
The kids got 80%. No, we didn't take this from our kids. We took it from the bag that we bought for everybody else's kids. The kids got 80% of the candy we bought. I just saved some Reese's.
Did you
Reese's
run out cups. Or did you
No,
have candy?
We did not
yeah,
run
see?
Out.
Every
really
kid
close.
Got candy.
We did not run out
really
of candy.
Close.
And we have all the peppermint patties and most of
ended up with a bunch of
cups for us ourselves.
We ended up with a bunch of malted milk balls that nobody wanted.
I have malted milk balls left. I have a few Almond Joys left.
Have you ever seen South Park? I have chocolate salty balls.
I try not to.
That's a song. It's a song, Chocolate Salty Balls, which was quite funny. If you ever want to see something really funny, Jimmy Kimmel every once in a while does these weird things where he says, wrap up something horrible and give it to your kids like the day before Christmas and get the reaction.
Uh-huh.
One of the shows he did said the day after Halloween, which he probably did. It'll probably be coming up on his show, but you can see him on YouTube. He says, tell your kids you ate all their candy and see what they do. And these kids, like some of them just are besides themselves with grief. Mm-hmm. And then this one kid's like, it's okay, mommy. Was it good? And I'm like, oh, what a sweet kid.
No, there was the one kid, the 1 year, the little girl. You're talking about that little boy. There was the one girl, like, the first year he did it, who said, well, okay, Mom, I understand if you needed that candy.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, man.
You needed that candy, Mom.
Perfect.
Because I know you were complaining that you've been losing weight and you don't have any clothes that fit you anymore. If you need that candy so you can fit in those other clothes, again, that would be fine. So, now that we all have mouths full of... I have mouthful of York peppermint patty right now.
I'm about to.
You know what's really weird?
What?
I just thought of that. I have a mouthful of peppermint patty.
Charlie
and I
Brown's.
I figured she was a lesbian. Her and her friend. What was her friend's
Marcy.
Name? Marcy?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No, they were just friends.
You know what?
What?
I doubt they were any one thing or the other because they were cartoon characters. This is like when people say that Bert and Ernie are gay. I'm like, hello, Bert and Ernie have no organs.
How do you know?
There's a guy that jams his hand up the have bottom.
That would make them gay.
That'll tell you right
it's
there.
It's a puppet. They are puppets, people.
If a guy jammed his hand up my butt.
And
they don't have butts.
And I continue to let him do it.
They don't have butts.
And my voice didn't change.
Puppets. They are puppets.
Well, you just said shove a hand up his butt.
No, I said bottom.
Okay. Shoved his hips. If I let someone shove their hand up my bottom, and then I continue to let them do it.
They don't get a choice. They're puppets.
And you continue to talk without your voice changing.
So they're indentured servants?
They're not real people.
Shelley, puppet lives matter.
That's right.
Oh, my God. What have you guys been smoking?
Cuban cigar.
You know what that means. Oh, it's time for the boozy news and the news not fit for booze.
Is that the news not fit for booze?
A little bit of peppermint patty.
Yeah, I had that going too.
A little minty thing going on.
Yep.
Hold on, I got to clean off the chair first.
I got something doing the backstroke in my glass. So.
You know, that's just a little extra protein. Don't worry about it.
Okay, we have...
That guy was freezing his ass off.
Yeah.
Because that water out of that thing is cold.
Yeah. We have shout-outs to Dakota, Bill, Natalie, Georgette, John, Carol, Randy, Elizabeth, Karen Stryker, and Phil K.
Okay.
Yay.
Okay. Whoops, I've gone too far now. All right. Bill sent this story in. Oakland, California.
Professor Bill,
yes. The city of Oakland sent a letter to one of the nearby churches, the Baptist Church, by the way, the Pleasant Grove Baptist Church. They sent a letter warning them that if they didn't pipe it down, that they were going to be fined $3,529 for a violation of the noise ordinance, followed by $500 per day penalties. And this is because of the joyful noise of their choir practice. Now, I think about my choir practices, and I'm looking at this going, wow, how many people are in their choir?
Well, what I'm thinking is, your choir practice, I guarantee you cannot hear it from the street outside the building. I guarantee it.
Mm-mm.
So how loud are these guys that you can hear it outside? Just hear it outside. But hear it outside so loudly that it bothers neighbors. Because I don't know about other parts of the country, because, you know, I don't know how this church is laid out. But where Shelley's church is, there's probably a good 100 feet between them and the people right across the street, which is a business on one side.
100 yards.
It's not 100 yards across the street.
From where the choir room is?
Which is against the street.
Yeah, but no, it's quite, no, it's more than 100 feet. Well, at any rate.
100 yards the other way.
At any rate, these are the, let's bear in mind, these are the Baptists. They do tend to get a little bit more joyful in their praise than Methodists do. But still, in violation of the noise ordinance. That's why I'm thinking they must have like 500 people in their choir.
I would move speakers outside.
Dude.
I would.
It would have reminded me of when I was in my fraternity. One day, we couldn't study because the Phi Delta house across the way, across the quad from us, has put their speakers up so loud.
Yeah.
So what we did is we, of course, brought our speakers up from the basement, mounted them in the windows, opened the windows all the way up, and turned them up. And we had these speakers called Klipshorn La Scala speakers. In the early 80s, they were $1,500 a piece. They were quite loud. And that began the speaker wars incident at Willamette. We got a cease and desist order from the school. It's the first time we got put on social probation.
Was it real social probation or double secret social probation?
No, we got double secret social probation later, which we celebrated with a huge party.
Sure.
And when they went to want to kick us off campus, every single fraternity and sorority on campus went and applied for off-campus housing. And 563 people applied for off-campus housing. They said, what's this? They said, if the people from Sigma Chi got to go, then we're going to go too.
Sorority Row turned into a ghost town.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, and that turns into a gigantic loss of money for the school.
Yes. Next.
I figured out what the squeaking noise is. You're squeaking the chair against the washing machine.
Do you hear squeaking noise?
I did briefly.
Anyway.
Okay. Can you hear it?
No.
Okay. Do you remember we had, like, maybe a month ago, we had a story about astronomers discovering that the Eagle Nebula, the Horseshoe Nebula, one of the big nebulas out there, was comprised of like 80% alcohol. Like all the drunks in the world could drink for a billion years. Yeah, you remember that?
I'm a rocket man.
Well, they've also just recently discovered, this was from the NASA page, I read this story, Comet Lovejoy actually releases large amounts of alcohol as it meanders through space. Ethyl alcohol, not... So we could actually drink this.
Ground control.
Yes.
What's the name of the comet? Lovejoy?
Yes, Comet Lovejoy.
Ground control to Comet Lovejoy.
You know what you need to attach to the back of this comet?
A big cup?
The orgasm mushroom.
Oh, my God. That's right.
That's right.
See if we could direct it to zoom right by the planet. Everyone would be drunk and orgasming at the same time.
Now,
guys will get drunk, women will orgasm.
And if it collided with Venus.
Interestingly enough, the story, I'm going to quote the story here. The story actually proves.
And if your voice didn't change, that makes you Bert and Ernie.
What I've always wondered is that, you know, the reason for the continuation of the human species is because of drunks like us. The story, I'm quoting the story, it says, "The finding adds to the evidence that comets could have been the source of the complex organic molecules necessary for the emergence of life." Alcohol builds life, people.
Word life.
What?
Word life.
Yes.
I'm on, there you go.
We are alive. Let's see. It said that the comet releases as much alcohol as is in 500 bottles of wine every second during peak activity.
That's not that much.
500 bottles a second?
Yeah.
Well, that's just one comet. That's
think about how many feet per second is moving.
Times how many...
How many feet per second?
Yeah, but it's not how many feet per second. It releases it every second.
Every second.
Oh, I see. Yeah. So
during
peak
activity.
It goes 5 feet a distance each time. Yeah, you know what, though?
Yeah.
There's millions of comets.
Yeah. If it's moving, like, 14,000 feet a second.
You know what we need? Those gigantic red cups.
Big solo cup?
Big solo cup.
Big solo cup spaceship.
Where the hell's Han Solo when you need him?
That's right.
Well, he's coming back, actually.
Is he?
Soon.
To a theater near you.
Yeah, he looks significantly older than I recall.
Okay.
The stupid criminal of the week, Renee Elizabeth Tarbuck.
Three names.
Of Highland Park.
One brain.
Highland Park, California, or Highland Park, Illinois?
Illinois. No, Australia.
Oh. Well, there you go.
Because she's now in jail in Brisbane.
If she was from here, she'd be really stupid.
Yeah.
She was actually a fairly high-paid model who was caught... selling ecstasy. So she'd been arrested for trafficking.
Is that illegal?
And it was so... It isn't... Yeah, well, yeah. Yeah, wait a minute.
It is an usher. I mean, yeah.
I started to get an answer out of you.
She was so excited, so proud of herself, because when she was arrested, she pretended she was Houdini and escaped from the police car with her wrists still cuffed behind her back.
Oh.
She did get away, got the cuffs cut apart, however, decided that she was going to post a selfie of herself wearing the handcuffs as like a, ha-ha, I got away, wearing look at my new bracelets.
In front of a street address?
Yes, one of her friends saw the picture on social media and alerted the authorities to the fact
that
she was.
You know what's funny, though? What did you say? Pretended to pull a Houdini?
She pretended to be Houdini.
Well, apparently she was Houdini because she did escape.
Yeah.
She was just dumb afterwards.
She squeezed herself through a partially open police car window. She's very thin.
I would imagine.
That's how she got out. Oh. And then she took the selfie
at
the local mall.
If you think about that, I want to know how she landed on the ground because I'm guessing she went head first.
With a thud.
I'm guessing she went head first.
Probably.
I don't know. That's fairly impressive if you think about it.
Yeah?
It's stupid.
Stupid, but impressive.
But impressive.
Okay, the next dumb criminal of the week is actually, unfortunately, one of our soldiers, one of our men in uniform.
One of our listeners.
No. And the soldier's not identified in the story, probably because they don't want people pointing and laughing at him, because he just didn't think this through. He just didn't think this through. They were having a Halloween party at Fort Bragg, and he decided to go dressed as a suicide bomber.
Oh. So who shot him dead?
He walked on... No one shot him dead.
Did he have actual munitions on him?
No, he was arrested, and they determined that his was just a costume. It wasn't real. They relieved him of the costume and then put out an immediate notice that said, I'm quoting, "The senior commander of Fort Bragg further directs that soldiers not wear costumes of this sort off post or on post and strongly encourages soldiers, DA civilians, and family members to follow the same guidance to prevent similar issues within our neighboring communities." Which is a very long notice to say, don't run around dressed like a suicide.
Probably a good rule of thumb, though.
Because, hey, dipshit doesn't work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, now this is the... We just had two stupid criminals. Now we have the stupid food company. Giant food...
What did Monsanto do now?
No, actually, it was a supermarket. I mean, food company, I mean supermarket. Giant supermarkets, they're back east and south somewhere.
Yep.
Shopco.
They realized... Winco. Yeah. They realized... They published a recall for two products that were put out by Nature's Promise, and they were two different kinds of organic edamame, the edamame in the shell and the edamame not in the shell, because one of their sharp-eyed employees noticed that the ingredients, there was no ingredient list. It didn't list soybeans.
Oh.
What did it list?
Nothing.
What were they?
Because it said on the front of the package, edamame, soybeans in the shell. But it didn't actually say ingredients, soybeans. So the employee said, well, it doesn't tell you that this is, you know, some people could be allergic to soy products. So they recalled the entire chain's worth of edamame.
What was actually in the bag?
Edamame.
Yeah, you see, I'm okay with that.
It said on the front of the package, shelled soybeans or soybeans not in the shell.
I know what it said, but what it didn't say is what I'm worried about.
It didn't have anything. There were no ingredients. It didn't say
Let's
ingredients.
Say
it just said this. Do you need ingredients for toilet paper?
Let's say the edamame was processed in a place of which wheat or something else is processed, so it affects people with celiac. Now, in the United States, it's required they do that because you could have an allergic reaction.
Yeah, but that's not listed on the ingredient list. That's listed elsewhere on the package.
I always thought it came right on that section.
No, it's in a warning.
Yeah, it's
isn't the warning always where the ingredients are?
It's an asterisk.
Yeah, it's an asterisk warning. It's not in the ingredient area.
Okay. I just err on the side of caution.
Well, apparently they do, too, to the point where nobody's getting any odd edamame out of Giant Supermarket.
They
won't
want to get sued. I thought it was going to be something like that they looked and it wasn't edamame at all.
If it says it's edamame and there's edamame in the bag...
You should be good.
Yeah. We can't possibly all be that stupid.
Unfortunately.
Shelly.
We have to do everything.
This is the same country that where someone sued McDonald's because their coffee was hot.
Their hot coffee was hot.
$3 million.
And that's happened more than once, actually.
Their hot coffee was hot.
Yeah.
Well, all right then. Okay.
Think about where we live, Shelly.
No, that's true.
Think about some of the people you have seen in this
world.
No,
that's true. Wow, we're just chock full of dumb criminals today. Kayla Bergeron and her sister, Christy Bergeron, both 24 years old, because they are twins.
Bergeron.
And they are from Bergeron, or Bergeron, one of the two.
I like Bergeron better.
They are from Daytona Beach.
Florida!
Yes. They went into, both of them at the same time, went into the Quickie Food Mart. And one of them decided to steal a 20-ounce bottle of ginger ale, and the other one decided to tell the cashier that she had a gun and to open the register, and she stole $230. When they were apprehended, they both blamed the other one.
Of course.
Without realizing that both of them were in the store at the same time.
Oh, they were trying to use each other's ID?
Yes.
Well...
They were a little unclear on the whole twin escape.
I'll cop to stealing the ginger ale.
Yeah, I will too.
That was me.
I'll go, you're correct. That was me. I took the ginger ale. That's fabulous, actually, if you think about it.
Yeah.
She said you took the ginger ale. I did. Why? What did she do?
And the other one of
Why? What did she do?
And the other one of you held a gun to her. That wasn't me.
The gun wasn't. She said she had a gun.
Another one said she had a gun. I never said I had a gun.
Yeah. And I took
ginger ale.
Most convenience store employees are trained that if they say they have a gun, you open the register, you give them the money, then you call the police. So
really?
I actually worked for a Carl's Jr., which is a, in other parts of the country, of the U.S., they call them Hardee's. But a guy came to the register. Uh-oh.
Bless you.
No,
this is going to suck.
Go.
Said he had a gun.
Later.
The girl at the register asked him for ID. And he goes, what? And she goes, look, I have to sign for this drawer. She goes, I'm okay with you taking the money, but I got to see ID. He goes, wait a minute, I left it in the car. He goes back out to the car. Everyone evacuates the restaurant out the side. Bunch of people go into the back room where the manager is and basically lock ourselves in the back where they call the cops. She got fired because she was supposed to just give him the money and let him go. Now, where this Carl's Jr. is probably 400 yards from where the police station is. The cops got there while he was still in the parking lot looking for his ID. So he never even got back in.
I didn't do anything.
But they fired her.
That sucks.
It sucks for her.
Yeah.
Did you guys all quit in protest?
No. Matter of fact, she was a shift supervisor. I moved into her position.
Okay. A couple in Arizona.
My home state.
A couple of what?
We're awakened by what this article writer is calling the Kush deity, the god of Kush.
So Bob Marley woke them up?
They woke up one morning. They thought that there was this huge clap of thunder, but what it turned out to be was their carport having been, and the doghouse next to the carport having been completely destroyed what they believe was a smuggler's aircraft that accidentally ejected a 26-pound bag of marijuana.
Wow.
And falling from that height, it went through the roof of the carport and smashed the doghouse.
Oh. Was the dog in the doghouse?
It doesn't say, but I doubt it because it was early morning. They probably had the dog in their house.
How big do you think that package was before it ripped through the top and broke into pieces inside? Hit the red button. Don't swish it.
I'm trying to hit the red
button. Swish it.
Okay.
Swish it good.
All right, finally, in Apple Valley, California.
That's not very far. Hey, that's where Yvette lives.
Yes, it is. She might even know this guy. Now, the owner of the store that was robbed is called the Battery Mart. The perpetrator, his name is not in the story because he is now known as the Maxi Man. He decided he wanted to rob the Battery Mart, and in order to disguise himself, he stuck maxi pads over his eyes.
That makes it hard to see.
It made it a little bit hard for him to see, and he blundered around the store. He did manage to grab a few things and get back out to the parking lot, whereupon he ripped, ouch, the maxi pads off his face and drove away. He was apprehended very quickly because this same maxi man did not change his clothes or disguise his face in any other way and was seen on the surveillance camera walking around the store about an hour before he robbed the store.
Wow.
I'd have to see the pictures. That's not me. I don't have maxi pads on my eyes.
Yes, yeah, so now for the rest, and I saw the pictures.
Did
this guy,
it work like a wax at all? Did he like pull off his eyebrows?
I don't know. It doesn't have the after picture, but when you see the picture of him with maxi pads stuck on his eyes, I'm like, and he's got his hands slightly out in front of him. I'm like, why did you think that was a good idea?
Have you seen the ones where guys are like, they're, you know, another stupid criminal thing. They're like walking around a store, and there's like hundreds of people that do this. They put like cellophane or something over their face. Like they want to be able to see. So they put like a some kind of bag over their head, but it's a clear bag.
Yeah.
And you can clearly see who they are. They're like great disguise.
I gotta wonder what the heck is in the water these days, because it seems to be there's more and more and more dumb criminals.
I think there was a close pass by the planet of a certain comet.
Possibly. Yeah. I don't know.
I think it dumped out alcohol.
And that, my excellent friends, is the end of the boozy news.
Looking for a new mattress? Not sure where to go or how to start? Want to make sure you get the best mattress for your money and one that will give you years of sleeping pleasure? There's only one answer, and that is Dreamland Discount Mattress in Covina. At Dreamland, Bruce and his dedicated team will ensure that you find the right mattress at the right price that will give you years of sleeping comfort. Dreamland Discount Mattress offers a wide range of options, styles, and choices, all at up to 80% off. Want to hear what many of their customers are saying about them? Check them out on Yelp to learn why you should become a satisfied customer of Dreamland Discount Mattress, too. Go by and visit them at 1007 North Azusa Avenue in Covina, or give them a call at 626-331-8044. And remember, at Dreamland Discount Mattress, prices are always up to 80% off.
Recovery 101, clean and sober, internet radio. Yeah.
We're back.
Welcome what are back. We doing?
So, Shelley.
What?
We have a topic.
Good. Get down with your bad self. Because I believe I was inside cleaning up cat sick when you guys decided.
This was a topic you brought up.
I did.
Somebody
what?
Sent in.
Oh, yes. Elizabeth sent this in.
What did Elizabeth want to talk about?
She wanted to talk about men versus women.
Men versus women?
Men win. Who's lead out music by?
Oh, ooh.
Okay, we'll let you in.
I am the king of my castle. And I have my wife's permission to say so.
I was going to say, all right then. No, actually, it was men with the men and women with the women. And we talked about this like maybe 8 months ago, six months ago, something like that.
We morphed it into 13-step,
yeah.
though. So if we kind of keep away from the obvious dangers of 13-step niche.
Yeah, if we stay on topic this time.
Well, that is part of the topic. I mean, I think that's the one of the biggest reasons for having women work with the women is so men don't try and bang them.
I think it's the other way around.
So women don't try and bang those newcomer guys.
Yep.
Well, that is a big problem. Those lecherous women.
Yep.
Cougars. Some of them may be saber-tooth cougars. Saber-tooth tigers. So, Shelly.
What?
What do you think?
It's a good idea.
Who's the lead-out music by?
The mamas and the papas.
Yeah. Okay, so as we know, the whole thing for men with the men and women with the women is really probably, in large part, to avoid the possible problems with attracted to itness
right.
between the sponsor and the
We've talked about this topic a lot. So let me throw a little twist onto it. At what point in your sobriety does that go away?
Well, I was going to make mention that there are a number of people. Mm-hmm. My wife's current husband, my ex-wife's current husband.
I was going to say, huh?
My ex-wife's current husband was sponsored by this gal named Sally.
Uh-huh.
Sally from the Valley. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't actually know all the particulars about that because I know at one time mm-hmm. when she was new, which she wasn't new, you know, I mean, she ended up getting a bunch of time, but when she was new, mm-hmm. I had thought that possibly she was lesbian.
Sally?
Yeah.
No.
Or your ex-wife.
Oh, well, see, that shows what I know. Because I was also going to bring up, besides the when does that maybe become okay, mm-hmm. is it okay, let's say someone is mm-hmm. lesbian and a guy wants them to sponsor them. There's certainly not going to be the sexual tension mm-hmm. or possible sexual tension mm-hmm. because she's not going to be interested in him. Or vice versa. The guy is gay. Woman needs a sponsor. Mm-hmm. Is that okay? So we've got two things to go.
Well, how about, yeah, because I have a friend of mine in the program, just reached 30 years. He probably sponsors, I can count four women for sure that he sponsors, all have over 10 years of sobriety. He was not their original sponsor.
Well, see, and that's another thing, you know.
Yeah.
Does it matter how much, not only does it matter how much time the sponsor has, but how much time the sponsee has.
Yeah.
Because I'm guessing that a guy with 30 years, uh-huh. and a woman with 10 years.
Uh-huh.
I'm not going to think. I mean, they've been around the block in program.
Eyes are wide open.
Yeah, I don't think there's going to be any.
Yeah.
Footy. What do you think about that, Shelley? Let's say the guy has 30 years, a woman's got 9 years. Do you think he can sponsor? Does the same thing hold true as if they were the
20 years and brand new
newcomers?
I think that it depends not on the quality or quantity of time in the person being sponsored. I think it depends on the quality of time in the person doing the sponsoring.
Uh-huh.
Because somebody who's been around for a while, has worked the program, and is working a decent program is probably not going to be too pro on doing nefarious or lecherous things because it messes with their recovery.
Well, this guy would probably be well acknowledged by any of us sitting here and anybody who knows him as working a stellar program.
Yeah, I don't necessarily think that's – I mean, I'll give you an example. My own sponsor – was for a time sponsored by a gentleman in the program who had multiple decades of sobriety.
Mm-hmm.
And
who is that?
Pete. Becky was sponsored by Pete for a while. Because he had spiritually what she wanted, what she needed at that time. Mm-hmm. And not, you know, she was in a long term relationship. There's no way he would do anything nefarious. His goal in life at that point was just to carry the message. So
not to deliver it?
Exactly. I mean, he just, that was, and it worked for them. That's fine. I think that we run into problems when, you know, you've got somebody, regardless of how much time they have, who doesn't always have, check their motives and have the best intentions and says, oh, sure, I can, you know, young woman with 9 months and you've just lost your sponsor, I will help you. That, I think, you run into some problems.
How about this, Shelley? And I won't even mention the guy's name, but he had a nickname, and I'll mention that. So this, you know someone who's a girl, she's looking for a sponsee. This guy's got multiple decades. He's got multiple decades. I think 25 or so. Girl goes to him and says, Indian, can you sponsor me?
Oh, yeah, let's not put a name on that. Because everybody that knows us would know who we're talking
Indian
about.
Indian Steve. Okay, Indian Steve. Whatever.
Jeez. Yeah, that's asking for trouble.
Well, and that's what I mean, because let's say someone's working stellar program. They're working stellar program. Why couldn't they work with someone that's new, that's a female? I mean, if the sponsor, because you would think if the girl gets or guy, you know, depending on who's doing the sponsoring, if they get any weird notions, the person with the stellar program is going to shut that down right away.
Yeah, I don't know that I would, though, because you've got somebody that's that new. Their thinking is still really messed up. They get their little feelings hurt. Something happens. They decide they're going to make an unfounded accusation. You know you haven't done anything wrong, and bam. Mm,
that's,
you know,
true.
And that kind of thing does happen. So that's a little kind of an uncomfortable little dance.
I had that happen to me.
Yes.
And I had some time. And I had it happen to me from somebody else.
Yeah, but you weren't even sponsoring that person.
I know. I wasn't even sponsoring that person. And the guy said I had interest in his girlfriend / wife. I'm not exactly sure how that ever worked out.
Wait. Oh.
How'd that work out?
It was completely unfounded, so it didn't work out with anything.
What?
I mean, this was a person that would come and hang out at my store with, you know the way my store is, with everyone else who's hanging out. And this is when Michael was working for me. He'd spend all day at the store.
Yeah.
My friend Alan was working for me. He'd spend all day at the store. And the funny thing is, Alan was pretty sure that this woman was trying to pick up on him.
Mm.
And the next thing we hear is, why are you hanging out with my wife? And I'm like, I'm not hanging out with your wife. When she's waiting to get her nails done next door, sometimes she sits out front and talks to the group of us. I didn't even mention to him that one of the group thinks she's trying to hit on him.
Well, I don't know how you think that ended up getting resolved, but strangely enough, you stopped talking about it right after a series of texts that he initiated to me, and I shut him down.
No.
And I told him that, you know, He was being extremely ungrateful given all that you'd done for him, number one. Number two,
like a ton.
That you have enough self-esteem not to do anything like that because you've been working a program for long enough that you don't want to hurt yourself that way. And number three, when the heck would you have time?
Yeah. And you know what? That's another thing.
Well,
when you look at
the
guys,
Candy Crush thing.
Yeah.
When you look at guys with a lot of time, your buddy with the 30 years.
Yeah.
He's got 30 years.
Yeah.
He probably, I'm guessing, has a, even if he's retired, he's probably got a fairly full lifestyle.
Yeah.
It's like me. I go to work in the morning. Mm-hmm. I work till 7 o'clock. Mm-hmm. I come home after work. Mm-hmm. I eat dinner. Mm-hmm. We go out and have coffee.
Or meeting and coffee. Or I go to choir rehearsal and then we go to coffee.
I mean, that's like pretty much the story of my life. I'm either at work or at coffee or at home eating dinner. Yeah. And when I look at people, I'm like, oh, they're having nefarious affairs. I'm like, where do people find time to do that? I don't even know.
Yeah. Because one of the things that I know about this and is the place where we go to meetings, there's a lot of time. It's almost all the guys who have all the time.
That's true.
And then there's a group of females that don't have a ton of time. And there's actually an all-women's recovery house that comes there, so they've got virtually no time.
Right.
So, you know, so it's like when somebody moves away, goes away, and isn't going to sponsor you anymore, and you've got 5-6 years.
Where are you going to go?
Where are you going to go?
Yeah, I was going to mention that as well because let's say you're a woman, like with Shelley's amount of time, 9 years.
Yeah.
There are people with more than 9 years. Certainly there are.
Yeah.
But because there's less women in program in general, there is less women in program that get time in general.
Yes.
So once you're one of the people that is getting time, like Shelley's got, she just got 9 years. She's coming up on a decade. That limits the amount of possible people that you could go to with more time than you.
Yeah.
You could certainly ask someone with less time than you to sponsor you if they've got some time themselves and they work a good program. But, you know, who are you going to call?
Yeah.
It ain't going to be Ghostbusters. Yeah.
Well, something that I've noticed in terms of – sorry, I'm losing my voice again. And this is just a general observation. It may not be true everywhere. But as we get in the program, as we get more time, I've noticed that the men that have more time tend to have a pattern of going to the same meetings. They do the same things. They go to the same clubs. They hang out with the same people. That's their thing that they do.
Yes.
Women that start to accumulate time go back into the wide world and do other things. So they're not always as available because they start – they get hobbies. They go take classes. They do. There was one
men
gal.
Men don't do that?
Yeah, we get hobbies. We chase newcomer girls. No, I'm kidding.
There's gaming.
There's a couple of people I know in particular that have more time than I do that I rarely see in meetings anymore.
Yeah.
Because they're off doing their other things.
Or they might be at different meetings.
Well, in one case, possibly, but. That's an entirely different fellowship, too. But then another gal that had like two years more than I did, she's no longer even going to meetings. She got involved in fitness and.
Oh, I know who that is.
She doesn't go at all.
Yeah.
So I think that also that exacerbates.
She looks good, though.
I think that exacerbates the dearth of women with time in our area that can sponsor people. You know, I mean, I got involved once I had a few years under my belt. I started getting involved in other things than program because I wanted a rounder, fuller life. But I've still managed to maintain my two main meetings. And every once in a while, I'll go to another one.
Mm-hmm. And this
always
meeting here.
And I always raise my hand. And I always, when people ask me to sponsor them, I will. Because I don't, and that's one of the reasons I keep going back to those meetings is because somebody has to be available. I'm not the best sponsor in the world. In fact, I'm kind of a sponsee killer. But there has to be somebody there.
You and Bill W.
Has to be.
Yeah.
Yeah, there has to be somebody there. But then, right. you know, and the other the angle that I wanted to bring up about this is that when we're talking about men sponsoring men and women sponsoring women, one of the reasons why that is also still the best idea is because women have experiences that men don't have and vice versa. So, true. And the way that we used and drank was different. And the way that we get sober is emotionally different.
How about
so we need somebody that we can that we can relate to sponsor us.
Let's say keeping that in mind. I went on a traveling group one time. We went to a meeting in West Hollywood. Clearly, the group was mostly gay guys. And I mean, no problem with that. I mean, it was mostly gay guys. So let's say I'm a straight guy and I'm out there. I hear men working with the men. Now, and the men's issue thing, because this kind of works in with the gay thing as well. Men have certain issues and women have certain issues. So there's certain issues that a gay man would have that a straight man would have as well. So then you get into the sticky wicket of this is a gay man with, let's say he's got 5 years, and this is a brand new guy. So the guy's probably not going to be interested in the sponsor, where the sponsor might be interested in the guy. But this guy is supposed to stay with the guys, and the meetings that he goes to in West Hollywood are certainly not all, but mostly populated by gay men. So what does that guy do? Start going out to the valley?
Asks a guy to sponsor him. I mean, I don't know.
Because I think what most people, and I clearly, and it's completely valid, what Shelley says about women have women problems, guys have guy problems, and that's why we don't sponsor each other. I think that most people would agree that the whole reason that men don't work with women is because men are scandalous dogs, and you know, you get a guy with 2 years that's going to sponsor some newcomer girl, and she's going to say, I'm having problems with my boyfriend because he's so mean to me, and the guy says, why are you with him? You should be with a guy like me. Someone with some time, someone will take care of you, you know, that kind of thing. Because I would think that most people equate the men with the men, the woman with the woman is guys. And I'm going to say it's mostly guys being improprietous with women. I don't think it's probably as much the other way, but who knows?
Improprietous?
Improprietous?
Inappropriate.
Okay.
We'll go with that.
I like improprietous, so I think that would be
awesome
word.
That's
it, like is kind
word.
Of an interesting
that's
word.
That's like Iron Maiden.
That is.
You made up your own word. Yeah.
That is an interesting word. Improprietous. Yeah.
Well, we've made up several words on the show before.
We have.
Because we're Chamberlains.
Yeah, Chamberlains.
I think my sponsor would say that the most important reason to make every superhuman effort to make sure that you are sponsored and sponsoring people of the same sex as yourself is to avoid the appearance of impropriety. Even though you may not be doing anything wrong, maybe you're not, sponsor's not doing anything, you know there's nothing scandalous going on.
But other people.
Other people don't. And we shouldn't care about what other people think of us. That's not, shouldn't be part of that.
And I don't.
But at the same time, we also have to set an example. And so if there are rumors flying about you and your sponsee.
There's no rumor mill in the program.
We invented the rumor mill.
I remember when Shelley was pregnant.
Yeah. That was a shock to me.
It was a shock to me, too. When I heard Shelley was pregnant, I thought, who's the father?
I thought, who's the mother?
Who ended up adopting that child anyway?
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Final word, Shelley, on men with the men, women with the women.
I would say make every attempt to stick with the same gender. But sometimes there are extenuating circumstances, and the bottom line is you need to stay sober. You do what you need to do for your recovery.
There you go. Mark, final words.
Unwritten rules are probably unwritten for a reason.
That's a good one. Because I think there could also be extenuating circumstances as well. A lot of what we talked about, people with a lot of time sponsoring people with medium time and, you know, gay and lesbians working with gay and lesbians or with straight people. Barring all the various iterations, if you like what you're getting, keep doing what you're doing. If you don't like what you're getting, do something different. So, you know what? If you're feeling weird with your sponsor for any reason, go get a different sponsor. Shelley.
Yes.
We have friends in the Inland Empire.
If you go to 12stepgazette.com/IE, you can read the Inland Empire edition of the 12-Step Gazette. They would certainly appreciate it. You know, and we talked about something on the last show. Actually, I wanted to mention this because you mentioned that we advertised the Inland Empire Gazette for her 400 subscribers, and she advertised for, wait, for our 9 million or whatever list. We what, 9 listeners? However many listeners we have.
9 listeners.
9 listeners.
Yeah, and she does it for her 400 subscribers. I just wanted to make mention of the fact to you that it is a free publication, so the number of subscribers is not necessarily the number of readers.
No, absolutely.
Because she hands them
anyway.
Out for free.
And we do it anyway.
I think the number of readers is actually quite a bit larger. My goodness, that truck was loud. Okay. And carry on now.
Mark.
Yes.
We have people that listen to the show.
We really appreciate that. We ask that you go to recovery101.net, which is our site. We'll take you to Podomatic. If you're not yet a member of Podomatic, we ask that you join. It is free.
And fun.
Once you become a member of Podomatic, you can go in and you can listen to shows. You can like shows. You can follow. And if you follow, you will get email updates whenever a new show gets posted. You may get multiple ones if Bruce is swearing at the computer enough. I happen to have gotten 4 yesterday.
Was an issue.
Yeah. But anyway, listen, like, comment. Leave show topics, follow, add to playlist.
Every time you say follow, check. I get all Wizard of Ozzy out. Follow the recovery road. Oh, my God. That's a jingle. I'm going to have to work on that. I think that's a jingle. We did a good holiday jingle one time. Winter Wonderland, we did Recovery Wonderland.
Every time we say follow, I think of Lemmings.
You think of what?
Lemmings.
Yeah, follow us off the cliff.
Yep.
If you are Facebook friendly, like I said, you can like the Recovery 101 Radio Show fan page. It makes it really easy to sign up for Podomatic if you're not a member, because you can just click the sign in with Facebook. And if you are currently signed in with Facebook already on your computer, it'll just log you right in. They won't spam you, as Mark mentioned, but you will get a notification. If you are Facebook friendly, you can like the Recovery 101 Radio Show fan page. You can join the Recovery 101 secret group.
Shh.
That means no one will know you're in it if you want to be totally anonymous online.
You won't even know.
But if you want to do that, it's going to be a little more difficult for you to find the group. So you need to ask to be a member, which is difficult as well because you can't find the group to ask them. So you can like if you like the Recovery 101 Radio Show fan page, you can send a message there. We will add you to the group. You can message Bruce Burnett, Shelley Burnett, Bill Piper. We'll all add you to the group, and that will get you in there.
Couldn't you just like start like a fictional Facebook page where like you made shit up about yourself and made you sound better than you were and stuff like that?
Everybody already does that.
Okay. That's called the mainstream media Facebook page.
Shelley has a shirt. Shelley has a shirt. What does your shirt say, Shelley?
It says, "May your life someday be as awesome as you pretend it is on Facebook."
Yeah. Yes.
You know how hard it was for me to say shirt say Shelley? It was a little bit of a seashell. Yes. Seashells
like
by
sushi,
the
chef? Sushi chef?
Sushi chef.
Sushi chef.
Sushi chef. Sushi chef.
Yeah, it's a little more difficult to say it 10 times. We have an email address at recovery101radio@gmail.com. We've got videos at youtube.com/easylook and youtube.com/recovery101rule62. Hang on 1 second. I want everyone to pray for my friend Lee, who's in the hospital. So everyone, for Lee R., I want you guys to pray for him. And that was Recovery 101 Rule 62.
Do not take yourself so damn seriously.
We surely do not. Shelley, who's the lead on music by? Deer in the Headlights.
Billy the Kid and the Lucky Poets.
Everybody, try and leave it better than you found it and be the example.
We're out.
Take care of you.
There comes a point in everybody's life when you're not as young as you used to be, and you'll wake one day and you just won't feel the same, and you won't know why, but your world has changed. Colors don't shine like they used to. Stars don't shine like they used to. I don't wanna get old, I don't wanna get old, I don't wanna get old, I wanna stay young forever. is life when you're not as young as you used to be. And you'll wake one day and you just won't feel the same, and you won't know why, but the world has changed. I don't wanna get, I don't wanna get all